time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado, we have something for everyone, bringing you the best interviews, cigar reviews. So grab yourself a cigar.
It's time to light them up.
And welcome back to Cigar Talk. I'm Rob Jones, your host. We got Bryant Falconer, co-host extraordinaire.
What's all that enunciation, bro?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, bro.
So we've been a hit or miss the last few days.
True,
you know what I mean?
True.
Like, we thought you were going to come hang out with us yesterday. Yeah. You were a no-show. Yeah. What happened there?
It was complications. I got notification that my grandson may be coming early. I had to know where my mind was, if I was going to be able to make that trip or not, so I had to be available.
Right. I got you. That's cool. But me and Larry were talking, you know, when we call.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no answer. And then we text and there's no answer.
See, when you're in situations like that,
you don't know how to multitask.
No,
I get it.
No, there's only one number that I want to talk to, and that was my son.
I got it. But you
so
can't
any
just
other calls,
hit.
Any other calls were, they were taking
ignored.
That place. And
ignored.
I love you. I love
ignored.
You two brothers. I do. I love both of y'all. I love both of y'all. However,
it takes 2 seconds to be like, you know what?
Yeah,
I got built in. Like when you call, I have like choices that if I'm busy, I can hit one of those choices, and that's what it sends you.
That's what it sends me as the message.
Most often, I'm on another call.
So, always.
So I just hit the button that says, on another call, I'll call you back.
Yeah. Can you guys forgive me?
I'll think about it.
Okay.
That's fair. Right. I've been drinking. I've been drinking tonight. Yes. I'll forgive you.
What about you?
I have a forgiving
BDL.
Soul.
Jury's still out
for Big D. Hey, best you can ask for. All right, man. Well, hey, guys, thanks for tuning in the show this week. We've got an interesting show for you this week. And then next week is the big show.
Yeah.
The big show.
Yes.
Cigar Talk's top 25 of the year.
And?
I do one. And Bryant does one.
And?
That's not next week. That's the week after.
Yeah, but it's the precursor.
Oh, it is the precursor. Yeah. We're coming up on 4-year anniversary, folks.
Four years.
Four.
Man, 4 years. Me and you. Dude.
Just the two of us.
True. Ebony and Ivory.
We will make it if we try. Yeah. Ebony and Ivory. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I was always just like black and white, bro. You know, I was a photographer at one time.
True.
I love black and white.
You do. You do. You took that picture of me that was in color in that hood with the smoke, and you went black and white.
Made it badass.
Yeah, and I was like, damn. I was nowhere near that with the picture. Nowhere near it. I was like, yeah, you got that eye. You do.
Yeah, well, you know, my editing skills are pretty good.
Oh, no, your editing skills are dangerous.
They are.
Because I've seen what you
Well, you know what's
do.
Funny is I know a lot of people that have editing skills.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is I always see them, like, doing photos of themselves, making themselves look better.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I use my skill for.
Not at all.
Like, when you see a picture of me and then you meet me in person, I want you to be like,
That's him.
Yep. Or, wow, he actually looks better in person. You know.
Have you ever heard
all
that?
I have, many times. Matthew said it. Yeah. You know,
Matthew
Flipper.
So wrong.
Let me tell you something. What? Saturday at the faculty meeting, Bill was sitting in the rocker next to me, and Matthew was sitting on the other side of the room, and Bill was trying to be polite, and he was like, hey, Matthew. Well, Matthew had headphones on, so he couldn't hear. And I yelled out, hey, Flipper! And he turns
around.
And Bill's like, what did you say? And when I told him, he was like, that's just wrong. And I was like,
you, dude.
Hey, and I said, he's lucky it's not his leg. Otherwise, he'd be walking in a circle.
Oh, God, you are so wrong.
So anyway, Matthew, you know, we love you.
He doesn't really. He said one time, he said, yeah, if he didn't talk about me like that, I wouldn't think he liked me. I said, but dog, he dogs you out, man. He's like, yeah,
he that still likes me a lot.
He still likes me. It's like, yeah, you got to have that mindset.
I know, but dude, I mean, there's a big difference on how I dog Matthew and how I dog Fritz.
That's true.
And like, I really don't even dog Fritz. I just tell truth. You know what I mean?
I'm not going there. I'm not going there with you.
Like, Bill yesterday was like, I don't really know what happened with Fritz's. Not yesterday, for Saturday. Yeah. But Bill was like, I don't know exactly what happened with Fritz. You know, he got divorced. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's all I needed. I'm going like
balls to the wall. Deep.
I explained that scenario. Mm-hmm.
And Bill just shut up. He's like, oh, okay.
I was like, when your wife and her boyfriend live in the master bedroom and you live in the small bedroom.
Stop.
That's common knowledge.
Yeah, but the world didn't need to know that.
They all know. I post it on Instagram all the
time. Wow.
Look out for this guy. He's disgruntled.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
You're serious.
You know what? Down in the deep of my heart, you know, I love Jay. Well, let's not be crazy. Yeah, come on, bro.
Yeah, he's stopping and looking at you like, is he going? No, he said, Jay.
I set you up.
You did. Very well.
I reeled you in.
Real quick.
All right. So, hey, let's tell everybody what we're smoking. Huh? I'm going to let you go first.
Aganosa leaf.
Maduro. That's a great stick.
Man.
That's a great stick.
Great stick.
And I am actually smoking a, what do you call those dogs that people get at the pound? Rescues.
Yeah.
I'm smoking a rescue.
How'd you rescue it?
The other day, I had lost my cutter in the car, and I was digging up underneath the seat, and I found the cigar under the seat.
Oh, my God.
And I put it in the humidor, and I saved it.
And you're smoking it today.
Oh, and it's fantastic.
What is it?
It is my father's Le Bijou, 1922, and it's the Corona Extra, which you know I love. No, not. It's the Petite Corona. Yeah. I don't think they make a Corona Extra. But anyway, dude, I saved it.
I hear you. USPCA now.
I was worried because whenever I actually, you weren't there Friday night.
No.
So Friday night, I brought it in because that's when I found it. Uh-huh. And I brought it to the table, and there was like 6-7 of us sitting at the table, and Jay was there. And I was like, I found this under my seat. Do you think I can save it? And he was like, let me see. And he's like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And so then we did a gambling game. We said, well, Jay was like, you know, I got a cigar medic. What do you think it's at?
Oh, so I did the humidity on it. What was it at?
Well,
guessing.
Don't ruin the damn story. Damn. So anyway, I said, you know what? We should make a drinking game out of this. So what happened was everybody at the table guessed at what they thought it would be.
Larry too?
Yeah, Larry won. Now, here was the rules.
Uh-huh.
You had to pick the humidification level from the cigar medic, uh-huh. You know, he sticks two prongs in it. And, you know, when you stick them in there, you can't just stick it in and wait for the first number to pop up. You got to leave it in there. You know what I mean? It's like
a lot of register.
It's a lot of passion. Yeah. You want to put it in there and leave it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
He went there.
Here's what would your guess be? Now, know that the cigar was under the seat probably for 4 days. Hadn't been hot, but it has been cold.
65, 66.
You know what's funny is Jay guessed 60.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, dude, we're going the Price is Right rules.
Yeah.
Closest without going over.
Yeah.
And but at the time, it was just me and Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like 20.
Damn.
Well, that gives me from 20 to 59.
Especially when he went to 60. Yeah, I got you.
Boom. I was going to be a dick and go one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't. But then Jay was like, let's get everybody to play.
Uh-huh.
And so the rule was you had to do a pour if you lost. Uh-huh. And so we didn't just do the loser. There's only one winner.
Yeah, so everybody had to pour.
Bingo.
If you weren't a winner, you had to pour.
Well, if you're not the winner, that's you're the loser.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not the winner, you got to pour.
Anyway, he stuck it in there, and immediately it said like 62. And then it said 57. Mm. And then it said 54. Then it said 50. Then it said 48. What did it stop at? 45?
Something like that, yeah.
What was your guess? 40?
40.
He guessed 40. I guessed 20. So technically, everybody else was over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But now I said, you're a loser if you go over, technically.
Okay.
But then, you know, I did mine anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
And the funny thing
you're
is,
a trooper like that.
Was Jay sitting here right next to me. I pour myself a nice handy pour. And Jay's talking to someone behind him. And right as he's turning around, I'm shooting it. And he goes, I didn't know we were shooting them. And I was like, you don't have to. And he's like, well, if you did, I got to
do it.
So everybody shot them.
Wow.
It was a good time, dude. It was a good time.
Including the winner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the winner, too? Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's Larry. Yeah. Larry did a shot too, because Larry, that's a win for him.
That's a win for him, yeah.
Right. So
I need he'd have took it any way it went, just as long as he got a pour.
Right. He's like, I'm the winner and I don't get to drink. Nah, that's not fair. That ain't happening. So let's celebrate what we're drinking tonight. We're drinking the old Early Times,
yes,
bottled in bond.
Yes, sir.
Proof. If you haven't had Early Times, you're missing out. It's a bargain bourbon that to me is a top 20 bourbon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Cracks it.
Like,
cracks.
I don't care what, you know, Whiskey Honor Society thinks. They probably rate it like a 78. I'm like, yeah, those guys are, you know what? If you're sniffing it, drinking it, and spitting it out,
you're not enjoying it.
That's not for
you're
me.
You're not a drinker. You're not a sipper.
Well, I won't say you're not a drinker.
You're not a drinker nor a sipper. You spit it out.
Well, I'm no, but that's what they do just for the reviews.
Yeah, anyway.
They're not going to be drinking a gallon of Early Time. Yeah, anyway. And I think that's where their faulting is. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm going to test out some bourbon,
you going to test it.
We're going to kill it.
You're going to test it out.
We're going to kill it.
How does it feel? Five shots in. Ah, just as wet as the first.
It's like, you know, it was a little hot on the first pour, but now, at the fifth pour, I don't notice that heat at all.
That's good, man. I just truly, I missed the weekend, but I'm glad y'all enjoyed yourself. I really glad.
It was a blast. It was a blast.
It was a blast.
I mean, dude, Blaze was there.
Uh-huh.
And I invited him on the show. And, you know, I've invited him on the show before. Mm-hmm. And so, you guys, I'm working on getting this guy named Blaze on. He's an attorney. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of attorneys. But he's also an owner of a brewery.
Yes.
So that's why we wanted to have him on. And it was the Six Brothers Brewery.
Yes, sir.
And so he has five brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he has six sisters?
I didn't know he had six sisters.
Boom.
That's close. It's close.
It ain't my sister's record.
Yeah, that's
record.
What I'm saying, but it's close. It's close.
You know, my wife has been watching that Sister Wives. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
It's awful. If I walk in the room and that's on, I'm like, I'm out.
Why is it awful?
Who gives a shit?
Somebody does. It's still on television.
Okay, so there's this like California blondish hair dude that looks like the dude, you know, the dude from that movie. What's that movie?
The Big Lebowski.
He looks kind of like the dude.
Uh-huh.
And he's got four wives. And I'm just thinking, who would want that? Would you?
Not Western wives. Because there are people all over the world with more than one wife, man. I mean, men all over the world with more than one wife, and those women think a different way. They're not like our women, where they think.
Oh, so you're talking about women that don't think for themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're rather submissive.
I don't want that either. Dude, you know what? I enjoy my free time. And what I can tell you is, if you have four wives, your free time is less than it was when you had three.
I understand. When you had three.
Every wife you add to the mix, it's a little bit more of your free time out the window.
Well, that means every month as one he doesn't have to deal with for a week, though.
No, they all sync up.
Oh, God, please.
And so just 1 week of the month, he has free time. Jesus. Because if he's in the house, somebody's getting murdered.
Yep. All for it. Ooh.
Yeah, I couldn't do the multiple wives. You know what? I'm lucky I'm with one.
True, especially the one you got. You're very lucky. You're very lucky.
The only way I could have one is to be like that.
Yeah, you got you know what tell I mean? The truth.
I'm like.
Tell the truth.
You know, me and my wife went to lunch today. We went to that Mexican restaurant on North First. Couldn't remember the name of it. Do you guys know the name of it? The one that everybody went to except for me when I planned it?
Oh, what's the name? It's on, we couldn't remember the name. Something. Yeah, Nuestro, something like that, on North First.
I just call it the Mexican place on North First.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, my order today was the Mexican tacos. Yeah,
I ordered it for you.
Badass.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I love that place.
Yes, sir.
My wife got two chicken, what do you call it?
Enchiladas?
No. Fajitas. Fajita tacos.
Okay.
And
she loved them?
Oh, yeah. And the last time we went, she loved it, loved it. Last time I went, I got the same thing. I saw the ribs.
Yeah, me and Larry had them last time.
How were the ribs, Larry?
They were good. They were good.
All right.
They All were. Right. I was like, phew.
See, when I think of ribs, I don't think Mexican food, but they know how to do them.
Most definitely.
And how are they compared to, like, if you go to Sharon's Barbecue?
They're not barbecue, first of all.
What are they?
They're grilled like and with Mexican seasoning on it. It's good, man.
Do you have a tortilla?
Yeah, they gave you, what was it, 3 or 4?
And what do you do with that? You put the meat on the tortilla?
You can, but I don't.
What do you do with the tortilla?
I eat it like a piece of bread. Take a bite out of it, eat everything else. I ain't wasting my time trying to make something out of it. Nope.
Nah. You're like, I ain't got time to make a taco.
No, I'm eating.
So were they pretty good size?
Yeah, for what we, they were more than what I thought they would be.
And they were only like what, $10.99?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
We had the lunch menu, so well, you we did too. Lunch. Yeah, they were $10.99 today. So I was like, for ribs, that's cheap. Okay. But if I would have ordered them, I would have not have been happy when they come in because in my mind, I'm thinking barbecue
ribs. Yeah, they weren't.
I mean, even when you go to the Chinese restaurant and you see the ribs, they're like American barbecue ribs. Kinda.
Yeah.
In general, they're not Mexican.
No, they're Mongolian, as they say, which is Asian.
Oh, okay.
You sit there thinking like, huh?
I was like, Mongoloid.
I said Mongolian. Gotcha, I did not say Mongoloid.
I was like, ribs from Mongolia.
Put the glass down.
Early times.
You're already there.
Anyway, guys, let's talk about a couple of our sponsors right quick. We have The Leaf,
yes, sir.
Which you guys know that is our home shop. And if you're going to be within 100 miles, come to The Leaf. Call us. Email us. Send smoke signals that you're going to be here.
Yes.
If it's all possible, we'd love to come hang out, smoke some cigars, and make fun of you.
Because that's what he does. That's what he does.
I meant you. No. You know, and I'm nice.
Who?
Everyone.
When?
Every now and then.
Where?
Somewhere.
How?
I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you. You was going to tell the truth soon.
I was
trying to keep it
running out.
No, the truth had to come out.
Anyway, we were up at the Leaf yesterday watching the football game and smoking cigars and drinking bourbon. Yeah. What bourbon were we drinking yesterday?
It was early times yesterday, wasn't it?
No, I think it was 1792.
That was second.
Oh. Okay, yeah, we ran out of the early times, and then we jumped into the 1792.
Then Toby came and brought that handler. Larry got up and walked and said, oh, wait a minute, where did this come from? This supposed to be empty. No.
That's Tabby.
Tabby, okay.
Tabby.
Tabby, all right.
Tabby Kunta.
Tabby Kunta?
Kunta Kinte.
Nah, bro, we ain't going there. We ain't going there. We ain't going there. We had this conversation yesterday.
Did we?
Yes. Oh. You don't remember nothing, man.
I remember something.
What?
I went to a movie yesterday.
Yeah. How was it? What was the movie, first of all?
Okay. Me and a couple of other fellow cigar smokers and drinkers, went to see Violent Night.
Violent Night.
Violent Night. And it, first of all, we had a blast. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we walked in, went through the line, we all grabbed hot dogs, and then they're done. Like, the two people I'm with, that's all they want is a hot dog.
So you went to town? What else did you get?
Well, I snuck in a bag of candy. I wore a pullover that's got the kangaroo pouch. So I had a bag of candy in there. And then, of course, here's what I do, okay? Like, if you tell them you want to get an icy, they give you one of these shitty small cups.
Yes, that's correct.
So I just order a large Coke, and then I go over there and I fill it up with icy.
Thief.
That is not a thief.
Thief.
Whatever.
Thief.
So anyway, I'm over there getting the icy. They're like running off and leaving me, and I'm like, aren't y'all going to be thirsty? Oh. Well, you know,
What did they have to drink?
Right. Larry whips out a bottle of bourbon and glasses.
Glasses. Larry is truly from the hood. He is truly from Baltimore.
But let me tell you something.
Because we don't come empty-handed.
But let me tell you what happened. So we go in, and then Larry's like sneaking the bottle over. And me and Casey are both like, just pass it. Nobody in here gives a shit. We're adults.
We're adults.
We can do what we want
to
do.
Man, me and my wife go to the movies. We go to the Chinese restaurant, First Fun Noodle, and she carries this big bag. We get two things of sushi. We get some rice. We go in there, and we're eating for real. The only thing we buy is soda. So I'm laughing because I understand. That's the way we've always been.
And I look down, and I think, well, first, I hear Casey, like, put the bottle in the
cup holder. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's kind of bold. I mean, you know, Larry's being a pussy.
Yeah, but that's real bold.
She's just putting it in there. And I look over, oh, it's like, oh, that's a ball of water. But I was like, I was impressed.
You thought she had both ends of the spectrum here. Yeah. He's scared, and she's like, forget it. Here it is.
And then so, you know, and here's the thing. I was grateful that Larry brought bourbon and glasses. But, like, the glass was huge. And here's the thing. What? You ever poured bourbon when it's basically pitch black?
No, I haven't.
You don't know how much you're pouring.
So how much did you pour?
Well, I poured, and then I was like, I can't see. It must not be very much. So I poured some more, and I was like, well, I still can't see. And I poured some more, and then some bright stuff came on the screen. I held it up, and I was like, holy shit. So I passed the bottle back. I poured a quad.
A quad. Four fingers.
And I was like, I drank it. But, you know, it's weird because I don't like having a quad. I like having a double.
Yeah.
But when you're drinking a quad, like, you don't even have to tilt the glass very far.
You don't. It's pouring.
Right. And so, you know, it was a little awkward.
Wow.
But I finished it.
Wow.
He was upset. He was like, oh, you didn't even have another pour. And I was like, I had four.
I got them all at once.
But anyway, back to the movie.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I started drinking before we even went.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I wanted to be ready.
You're ready for the movie.
And so, anyway, we're watching, and I'm like, hey, are these the previews, or are these those dumb commercials? And they're like, this is the commercials, Rob. And I'm like, all right, cool. Because, you know, you can talk when they're selling AT&T wireless. You know what I mean? That's not a preview. When the previews start,
Shut your mouth.
Get quiet.
Yeah.
You know? And then I didn't do that.
I heard.
I heard. I might have been a little loud.
No, ain't no little to it. I heard. I was like, yeah, I can see that happening, especially after the pour he had.
Well, yeah. And well, what was weird is, first of all, Violent Night is a Christmas movie. Uh-huh. Santa is kicking ass, taking names. Actually, what he's doing is he's killing people on the naughty list.
So you definitely don't want to be on that list.
I mean, it was random because they happened to be bad guys. But when he pulled up their name, he's like, yep.
Time for you to go.
Right. And but so after the movie was over, I rated the movie on a scale of 1 to 10. Casey rated it on a scale of 1 to 10. And Larry rated it. Larry gave it 3 stars out of a possible 10.
Damn.
Yeah. And then.
So what was yours?
Well, I'll give you Casey's.
Okay.
Casey's was a 5 to 6. Okay. And I said, well, I gave it a 5.5. So I think that's the same.
Yeah.
For one, you got to give it 2 stars just for the fact that it's an original idea.
Yeah, especially today.
Did you see they're coming out with another Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is too old to be
80 years old.
Oh.
And then they go CGI him to make him look younger.
And I saw part of that, and I was like, that's not good.
And then you got the new...
it's like Obi Kenobi Dick.
Yeah, you got the new Avatar coming out.
Oh, yeah, that looks awful.
Which is not new. Like you said, it's just another one rehashed.
Well, you know, we saw the previews for that yesterday. And I, you know, Casey's over there, and I was like, so, talking about those aliens, it's all CGI, but I don't know if you know this, but the director's nephew has Down syndrome. And so it's a tribute to
His
nephew that all the aliens, they look that way.
Dude.
And so she was like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. And I was like, yeah, that's not true. I made that up.
Oh, man. You are something else, bro.
And I was like, but look, you could tell.
From then on, it don't look the same. Oh, man, they all do look like that, for real. He wasn't lying. Dude, you are something else, man.
We had a good time. Have a good time.
Cool.
I laughed my ass off at Larry and Casey. The movie only had like 2 laughs, which I was a little disappointed there. They should have let me do some of the writing. I mean, it was already rated R.
You'd have taken it way past rated R.
Right. It should have gone way past, you know. But it was pretty violent, but at the same time, it lacked action.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be an action film.
Okay.
They didn't go far enough on the action. You know what I mean?
Well, one scene y'all told us about was some guy falling on a nail.
No. Oh. So, there's, you know, here's the thing about the movie. They exploit, like, several other movies to steal that style of movie. I mean, what was the one with Bruce Willis?
Die Hard.
So they, you know, right out the gate, it's a Die Hard movie.
Okay.
And then somewhere throughout the movie, it's a Home Alone.
Okay.
A kid doing stuff and the criminals are getting hurt.
Okay.
You know, there was lots of movies that that's where that's from.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where that's from. Okay. You know what I mean? So that was kind of cool to recognizing that they had like said, let's do as many movies as we can.
Yeah.
So it was okay. You know, it was what it was. We were not going expecting to see an Oscar of the Year movie.
Especially with the name of it, Violent Night.
Yeah.
And the premise.
Right.
Santa Claus.
And I really didn't know what it was about.
Uh-huh.
I just knew it was Santa and a lot of violence. And I was like, I'm down.
Yeah, down for that. Down for that.
And so, anyway, it was a fun movie.
Okay. I'm going to go see it.
You know what my candy was I sneaked in?
What?
Sour Pouch Kids.
Where'd you get them from, the dollar store?
Where did I get those? No, I got them at 7-Eleven.
70, so you paid all that money for them? You could have got them for $2.50
$1. For a family bag.
That's still $1.50 in your pocket.
Okay. I was in a hurry. Movie's gonna start. I gotta go.
Oh, man. That's cool. That's real.
You know what else I bought at 7-Eleven while I was there?
What's that?
Bean dip. You like bean dip?
Yeah, but I guess it was early enough for you to have bean dip in a closed off theater.
But here's the thing. You know who makes bean dip? Fritos.
Yeah.
So, and I picked out the one that had the jalapeno. So it's the hot bean dip.
Did you have chips with it or did you just eat bean dip?
Well, I'm looking at this. I'm in the store and I've already been drinking a little. And I'm like, I am just standing there and I am like eyeballing across the, you know, rows, every chip they sell. They ain't got no damn Fritos. They got Fritos bean dip and Fritos goes with bean dip.
Yeah.
So I bought a bag of tostadas.
Okay.
You know, that'll work.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
And you snuck them in too?
No. I brought those home.
Oh.
I left those in the car. Okay. You can't be dipping bean dip when it's dark. You know what I mean? You're going to have that stuff all over you.
Especially you after a few drinks, after that four-finger pour. They'd have been everywhere.
I tell you what was interesting was those Sour Patch Kids and that bourbon.
Wow.
That was a pairing.
Yeah, that is a pairing.
Ooh. Not a good one.
Yeah, you were real tart.
But I also had my Coca-Cola Icy. You know what I mean? So I was washing that down.
You had a sugar rush.
Oh, I was good.
Damn.
Anyway, if you want to see Violent Night, you know what? If you're going with some friends and it's going to just be a hoo-ha, it's fun.
It's good.
It's fun.
Okay.
You know what? I mean, as long as you're going with good people that you're going to have good fun, I don't think that, like, the people in the theater besides us had a lot of fun. Like, I didn't hear anybody laughing.
They were too mad at y'all. First of all, they're down there drinking. I can smell it all over the damn place. Like,
well, and here was the weird thing, was at the beginning of the movie, you're going from, like, scene to scene. Like, over here, it's all about Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Then it flips over here, and it's about this family. Mm-hmm. And then it flips back to Santa Claus. And then it flips back to the family. It was halfway through the movie until I realized this is all going on at the same time. I thought every time they went to the family, it was like a flashback.
You need help.
I was like, hey, is this going on at the same time? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, that explains a lot.
You need help, man. Gosh.
It made more sense.
After.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's where he's going. That's not where he's been.
Ooh-wee.
I think they should. You know what? If I was going to do a sequel to Violent Night, I would have like flashback to when Santa was in his youth and been like, Santa joined the Marines and went to
Afghanistan.
No, back in World War II.
Dude, ooh, damn.
And killed Hitler. You know, that would be an original. Santa killed Hitler.
And then kept going.
Boom.
Everybody's on that note.
And you know, if it would have been Santa instead of Patton, Santa would have went on to Russia and kicked their ass.
Sure would have.
Where, you know, Patton was told no.
Mm-hmm. And listened to him.
Yeah. Well, he had to.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say no to the five-star general when you're the four-star.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got you.
You know, Douglas was the five.
Yes. Was it a corn cob pipe?
I don't know. No. I don't. Maybe. Well, Douglas MacArthur. Yeah. I think he had the corn cob pipe and the air, what do you call them?
Mm-hmm. The airman.
Glasses.
Yeah. Aviators. Douglas MacArthur.
You know what? I'm impressed by you, though.
What?
You are rocking those Elton John glasses.
These are not Elton John glasses, man.
I mean, I believe they're not his. They didn't give them to you, but they look like his.
To you, to anybody, like I said yesterday, to anybody over 40, they say Elton John. To anybody under 40, they say exactly what they are. They're Stark glasses.
Anybody from 40 and up, they'll go with Elton John. Mm-hmm. So for a shit ton of people, they're Elton John's, bro.
Nah.
In fact, yesterday, Jay went and turned on the music in the Leaf, and it was...
I thought Sam did that.
And the Jets.
Yeah, y'all playing. I was like, okay, all right. Remember, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. This motherfucker just burnt his head. Oh, man, I just lost it. I just lost the PG rate. He just burnt his head. Oh, bruh.
She wants a man with the slow hand.
Real slow.
You don't know that song.
Yeah.
You do?
Ain't no, that's, I thought about the porn, that's porn a, sisters version.
I thought you could say that's the porn. No. That's what sorry.
Oh, God.
Hey, I need to get another drink right quick. Let's hold tight, guys.
So he can get him another pour. He's going four fingers this time.
You need a pour, bro?
Yes, I do.
Have at it.
Remember what he said? I'll have one drink with you and I'm going.
Hey,
it's still the same drink.
And you know what? When you hung up, I said, I heard that before. You remember that night? He's like, I'm just going to have a couple.
Yeah.
And then, like, you left it like 10 yep. and he's here till one. Never let it run out.
Yep. Still the same drink.
So,
what happened?
Unplug that white plug next to your chair. Go the other way. Flip the other way, right? Oh, there's more room if you flip the other way. It's behind you.
And I got it in my hand.
Oh. So, guys, I am working on a new invention. And you know what? I don't know if it's going to be successful, but I'm working on it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to even tell you what it is good. Until probably after the first year. I got some parts ordered. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, build a working model. Mm-hmm. And then you got to get me with your son-in-law or future son-in-law.
Nephew-in-law. He's going to marry my niece.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah. The guy that did the apps for Google and Apple.
So anyway, bottoms up.
Yes, sir. Bottoms up. But we got a good show today.
So,
yeah, he's there. We got a good show today.
Yeah, we do. So anyway, we're going to give, don't forget, next week, top 25.
Yeah.
I'm going to do 25. Bryant's going to do 25. Just because, you know, some people expect it.
You'll be all right.
It's a little humid in here.
Yeah, because it was almost 80 degrees today.
It was 84 when I came in the shed.
Oh, God, man.
Hey, before we jump into what I was going to say is let's talk about Tabanero right quick.
Yes, sir.
Yonko is down in Nicaragua right now. Mm-hmm. And so I am going to have an interview one-on-one video with him while he's at the factory. That's and we're going to put that on YouTube.
That's going to be amazing, man.
Yeah. And so that is only going to be available on YouTube.
Okay.
At least that's, you know, what I'm saying right now. Yeah. You know, I changed my mind like the wind.
In a heartbeat.
Boom.
No, it's not going to be on there anymore. We're going to make a show out of it. Wait a minute. You just said. But that'll be amazing, man. While he's down there.
He sent me a video today. He was in the rolling room.
Oh.
It was badass.
Man, if I could fly.
You can fly.
No, I can't. I'm not getting in a plane.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
I don't give a damn what you say. I'm not getting in a plane. Done. I don't care what the conversation is.
You call me a punk. You call me everything. Me to make you a couple of cocktails.
No, I'm still going to know I'm in a plane.
You wouldn't even know you were alive.
And the thing is, I'm not scared of the flight. I'm not scared of the height.
Yeah, it's going down.
No, it's just being close to that many people. I get claustrophobic, and I can't deal with that many people around me. I can't. I get anxious and I'm ready to fight. I just like, nope, I can't do this. Too many people. And then people want to call.
So let me ask you this. So if you were to be the guy on the plane and people are surrounding you, they're breathing on you, they're coughing on you, are you the guy that starts punching Mike Tyson in the ear?
No. I'm going to be Mike Tyson telling everybody, leave me alone, get the hell away from me. And when I get to that point, I'm going to be the one punching everybody else.
And then the fire marshal comes
out. I don't care if it's the fire marshal, I don't care who it is. Get these people away from me. I can't deal with that.
Are you like that? I did not know you
I didn't
like
know
that.
I was like that either until the Army made me fly. I was like, I didn't know that. I just can't stand that many people around me like that.
You ever rode a bus?
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
Nope.
Why? It's the same thing.
I don't know. No, because I get a seat. I actually pay for a seat. It's cheaper to pay for a seat to be by yourself on a bus than it is on a plane.
Well, yeah, it's cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's also like 10 times faster. That's why you pay.
I don't care.
You rode a bus from where to where?
Man, I done rode a bus from here to Salt Lake City.
Oh, my God. Was that like a four-day trip?
No, it was a day.
Whew. Dude, I used to go
I got called for a trial. And I was, this was way before I was a cop. I was in college and I was in Jackson, Tennessee. They said, we'll send you a plane ticket. I said, no, you won't. I rode a bus from Jackson, Tennessee back to St. Louis. And that was 12 hours.
Wow.
A million stops too. And I was like, I didn't care. I just can't. I can't do it, man. I can't have that many people around.
You don't like to fly. Let's move on.
That's why when you see me driving, I don't have that many people in the car with me. It's too many people. Mm-mm, nope. I'm good.
Yeah, you know what? I prefer to drive by myself. Yes. You know what? I don't, because whatever music I want to listen to,
true,
whether you're in the car
or
anybody else, including my wife, I put on whatever I want to put on. You know, my wife, she's like, we're on our way to Lubbock one time, and I'm like, oh, you cool? I'm gonna play some music. She's like, hey, I got a playlist. Can we listen to it? And I'm like, all right, cool. It's all 70s music that I like.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, your playlist is over. It's my turn. And then I put on what I want. And she's like, well, that's not anything like what I was playing. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm playing.
Two different playlists.
My wife hates any music that has a banjo in it.
Not going there.
I think she saw that movie and they had the, you know, dueling banjo music going on, and that guy was saying squeal. I don't know if that's why she doesn't like banjos, but that's the only reason I can think of that anybody would hate banjo music. You like banjos?
Mm.
You been in that movie Deliverance?
Nope.
Were you Warren Beatty?
Nope.
You know, that's the guy.
I didn't know. I've never seen Deliverance.
You know who Warren Beatty is?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. He was Lex Luthor.
Yes.
In one of the shitty Batmans.
No, Superman.
Or whatever. It was shitty.
And I thought that was Gene Hackman, but he said Warren Beatty.
Oh, no. You know what? It was Gene Hackman, yeah. But Warren Beatty was like his...
Ned Beatty.
Yeah, see, you just had Beatty, right? That's all you said. Hey,
Warren Beatty was that good-looking dude, and Ned Beatty was that fat fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, we can see you don't remember too much.
You know what? I don't know.
How many four-finger pulls have you had your entire life? You can't count. I got you.
I'm 53.
It doesn't matter. You know how many I've had?
How many?
One.
Okay.
One.
And did you like it?
I loved it. I did. But I couldn't go back that route because afterwards, it was a totally different story.
I liked it, and I kept coming back.
Oh, we know. Sunday was the movies. I even
tried a five-finger.
Damn.
I was like, damn, that's a five-finger discount.
You're wrong. Don't do that, thief.
No. So anyway, and dude, when you go to that Gaslight in Lubbock, you ask for a double, they give you four fingers.
Yeah, well, I've never asked for
a
double.
And it's like $9.
Okay, but I'm still not going to do it.
Oh, I mean, okay, fine. I'm going to. And they're probably going to ask me to leave.
Like they did last time.
Which was not fair. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after a quick break.
Mates! Thank you. Hey, have a seat. Everybody be comfortable and relax. Oh, my gosh. Good to be back in Austin, Texas. It's good to know that Plaid is back in. Most of the dudes I meet around these parts are dressed like a dyke in New York, so I'm glad to see that. Man, fucking Texas, this place is pretty good. Pretty damn good. You know, I was in Santa Fe the other night, and a motherfucker threw a banana peel at me. Yeah, that didn't feel so good. Of course, it was a white person. Not to indict the whites, I'm just saying.
And then not only did he throw a banana peel at me, but it was premeditated. You could tell. You could tell the peel was too brown. You know what I mean? It was like, he didn't eat that banana recently, motherfucker. You had that shit waiting on me. And the whole crowd was white, so the whole it just got instantly creepy, and everyone was looked like they were looking at 12 Years a Slave or something. They were all just like... Who the fuck does that? And then they arrested the guy, which was... I said, someone's gonna fuck you in the butt in the holding cell. You know that, right? Can't just be throwing banana peels at Dave Chappelle. They're not gonna let you get away with this.
So, here's my question on that, and I don't know if that's just a joke or a true story. Do you?
Nope, I don't know.
And that, let me just say right up front, I'm a huge fan of Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Like, I consider him as the GOAT. And I know you have some heartburn about that, but it is what it is.
He's number two.
You can say that, but I think he has gone where no man has gone before, not because of the language or the subject matter, but in a way that he is able to tell the story. Not a better storyteller that I know of.
Have you ever listened to the other person?
Yeah, I've listened to probably, I don't know, six different concerts on the YouTube by Richard Pryor within the last 2 years. I just say that for me, Chappelle's a way better storyteller.
Okay. Well, when he says that he's not, and the other guy is. That just adds more to my opinion about it.
In which way?
Because he said that the other guy is the GOAT. He said he will always be the GOAT. He said
who said that?
Chappelle.
About Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he has class.
Well, I give him that too.
He's not like a showboater. He knows he's fucking good. Mm-hmm. He ain't got to prove it to nobody.
Nobody.
And that means he don't have to tell it to nobody. Mm-hmm. That adds to my point.
That he said the other guy's the GOAT.
Out of a class respect. I'm just saying.
He said his ability to go where he goes now is because of where.
Absolutely.
How Pryor did it before. You do know that Pryor had a show that only lasted a season.
Right? I know.
And the reason why it only lasted a season.
Absolutely.
It wasn't because it wasn't funny.
And you know. Chappelle did his show.
And it was, and here's the thing.
And they were both so outrageous.
Because it would, if he'd have done his at the same time Pryor did his, it had got the same thing. It had just did one season because it was so, not just outrageous. It was so.
What you're looking for is offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But it, the mind, those guys' minds and the way that they see things, that we look at the exact same thing, and I couldn't see it the way that both of them see it.
Well, here's my thing. The way they see it is they see all the details.
True. Very true.
So that when they tell you the story, you see it.
Now you see it.
Right.
You get to see everything. Yeah.
And
yeah. There are no better storytellers.
No.
Even though Carlin had a great way of telling stories also.
But he wasn't...
He wasn't on that level.
He didn't paint the scene for you.
He didn't give you that, like you said, the entire details.
When Chappelle talked about the baby on the corner selling crack, you visualized all of it.
It's the same thing with Chappelle and his story about Prince.
Boom. Right. And you see that in your mind. Yeah. That short little motherfucker.
Him. And it was the same way that with Richard Pryor with, what's his name, the drunk with the monkey, the chicken foot. You know who I'm talking about. Larry dropped his head because he know who I'm talking about. But they painted that picture so well that you thought you were right there seeing everything that they were seeing. And now, are no comics today that could even come up.
Oh, I don't care. I don't know anybody that sucks you in.
Yes.
Like, did you ever see the stand-up where Chappelle said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you the punchline up front. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 30 minutes later, bam, there's that punchline, and you never saw it coming.
He told a story, and folks were like, oh, yeah, you got it. That's a mind that we...
But here's my thing. When I saw that, I said to him in a telepathic way...
Yeah. You sure you didn't teleport?
Maybe. But what I said was... Now you're just showing off, bro. Now you're just showing off. You know what I mean? You're taking it to a level that, like, we have never seen.
Never seen, man.
What comedian has ever told you the punchline first, and then he tells you the joke later, and you're like, boom!
First of all, he tell you the punchline. People laugh. They're like, okay, what story can go with this?
Right.
And then later, he doesn't even tell you that he's telling the story. He just started talking.
And, dude, tell me that you didn't visualize
every part of
him at this kid's house.
Every part of it. Every part of it.
We're having stovetop.
It's just, we've lost that form of entertainment because people don't have thick enough skin.
Well, not just that. Also, people don't have the attention span.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's true, too.
What TikTok has done Instagram Reels have done and YouTube Shorts has done is cater to a mindset and taking it from where it was to even less. Now, not only do you have the ability to have a short attention span like you always did, but you have the ability to just swipe to the next one.
Yeah. But see, that's the blessing of both of those guys.
I can't give you 30 seconds. I'm swiping.
Yeah. But that's the blessing of both of those guys because they could reel you in and hold your attention.
You're not going anywhere.
You want to hear this. Right. You want to hear everything that's being said because they put you in that portrait with them. And those two, you know, I listen to a lot of Red Fox's stuff, but Red Fox was more, he was a storyteller, but his stories were jokes.
He was a slapstick.
And
he wasn't slapstick. He is a slapstick storyteller.
Yeah.
And little bit of a picture of what he's painting is a slapstick type mentality.
And it's all B rated because his thing was the nastiest and the naughtiest. And people looked at him and they couldn't understand it because they still had this vision of Fred Sanford in their heads. And they're like, damn, first of all, he got a mug up here that's a titty and he's drinking out of the nipple. He's not pouring it. He's sucking off the nipple. And you're just like, that's not Fred Sanford, but that's not who Red Fox really was.
Night and day, I mean completely night and day from what Red Fox was.
Oh, definitely.
And Fred Sanford was.
Oh, yes.
Like, he played a role that was not him.
Mm-mm.
I mean, and to be honest,
And sold it.
Yes, but on the flip side of that, if he would have been himself on the show wouldn't have been on the air.
Because they weren't ready for it yet.
Not at all. We ain't going to put that on there. You know, I mean, that he knew that, too.
Oh, yes.
He knew he had to go out and make that work.
And he did. He did. That's why, you know, I hate that because when people see that one season of prior show, they like, man, why weren't they anymore? Because television wasn't ready for it. America wasn't ready for it yet.
Let's just be honest. White America was not ready for it.
Because I'm going to give you the perfect sketch was him and Chevy Chase.
Yes, yeah. We all know that scene.
Chase.
And, like, if you haven't seen it, you can go to YouTube Google
and
Richard
this is on
Pryor,
and Chevy
SNL,
Chase.
And the
Chevy Chase.
Yeah. And you're going to see.
And that was on prime time.
Right.
And folks, you couldn't do it. You definitely couldn't do it today.
Well, I mean, if you did, you'd be canceled
immediately.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Would it be okay to do it today?
I have no problem with it.
I mean,
I understand his humor. I understand his humor. I understand the concept of it. I understand that they're not. First of all.
So what I'm saying here, though, is Chevy Chase.
Being able to say the word that he said.
He said the N-word.
And then Pryor said the H-word.
Right. But regardless.
And them going back and forth with it.
Like, first of all, right out the gate, if any network did that, yeah, it would be crazy
It'd be done.
But I'm saying, do you think they should be able to?
I think everybody should be able to do what they want as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. If it's not impinging upon my rights, if it's not hurting me, if it's not causing posing a threat to me, why do I even care what the hell you
Larry,
doing?
Larry, grab that ball of baby oil over there. Me and this dude's about to get down.
You talking about hurting me? No, motherfucker, that ain't. God, I did it again. You set me up for this stuff.
What I'm saying is... Let's make a little love, because on the same page.
We're on the same page, but we ain't making no love. I'm sorry.
You know I'm joking.
And you are joking.
Hey, get the rope.
No, it ain't happening.
Larry, not me. Get. Sorry, folks.
I'm going in.
It's just, man, you know, the attention span, which is what you brought up, the softness of culture now, it is just not conducive for true comedy.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, Mom's Mabel. You remember Mom? The thing she and this was an older woman. An older woman. And the things that came out of her mouth.
I don't know this woman.
Oh, you got to listen to Mom's Mabel.
Where can I find it?
YouTube?
Is it
anywhere.
On Spotify?
Yes.
Dude. May Mabel?
Mom's Mabel. M-O-M-S Mabel. Dude.
Oh, well,
when you hear the things come out of her mouth. You
really?
Like, this is a lady. This is an older lady.
It's Moms.
Mabley.
Moms.
Yes.
M-O-M-S.
Yes.
Moms Mabley. How do you spell that? Oh, there it is. Boom. All right. You know what? Let's just, you know, jump in and play a little bit of it and see what happens. Make sure I got this turned on.
Bolton Ken, Cornelia planning Washington's kin. And my old man but to got around. I'm telling you, I'm glad to be at home. And I had my first real meal in months. My niece cooked me some hog moss. And some crackling cornbread. And a few greens on the side.
And she's holding this conversation with a white audience.
The people that know what I'm talking about.
You got her on television.
I was up on 16th Street and thinking to get the bus, you know, to come and work. And an old lady was standing with her little dog, you know, some rich old lady was standing there with her little dog, you know, waiting for the bus. The bus came, she started on the bus. Man, I'm very sorry, but you can't, they bring no dog on the bus. They don't allow dogs on the bus. She says, well, my little Fifi must go where I go. He's a very nervous dog, and I'm gonna take my dog. She says, no, no, lady, you can't bring no dog on the bus. Oh, she raised Cain. She said, you know what you can do with your old bus, don't you? He said, yeah, you do the same thing with the dog and you ride.
All right, see, I already dig her. I never heard of her.
Yes.
And how old was she?
Dude, that was like...
Because I don't see a video, but I see...
That was in the 50s, wasn't it, Larry?
Picture of her.
With Mom's Mabel. But she was like in her 70s or 80s in
no
the 50s,
way.
Wasn't she?
Wow.
Was 60, so, somewhere around there?
We'll have to look that up. And you know what? I'm definitely going to listen to Mom's Mabel. That was something.
And she can get very raunchy with it. I mean, very raunchy with it. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. This is an older lady.
This woman was born March 3rd, 1894.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So she's seen a lot.
Hey, and she lived, where was that at? She,
75? I knew it was 1970 something.
Wow. So she was 91.
Mm.
Damn.
Mm.
But I dig that.
Yeah. But they could do that then.
But she walked you around.
But they could do that.
Right.
Today, who does that? Chappelle, they retired.
No, so ain't retired.
That's what he's saying.
Dude,
that's what he's saying. He's living on his farm in Ohio. He's saying he retired.
All right. It's like Journey and their reunion tour, okay? Chappelle's pulling the same shit. I'm retiring, and then everybody's like, oh, I got to go to the show. It's his last one. He was in fucking Austin 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? I didn't know he was there in there.
I don't know how long ago but that's where that bit was.
Yeah, in Austin. Yeah.
Right. And that was one of the questions I wanted to ask, though, was on Chappelle, he was talking about basically, you know, some white racist threw a banana peel at him. He said he was in Santa Fe. Was he talking Texas or New Mexico? Because I'm pretty sure he was talking Texas.
He might have been talking. He said he was in Texas.
Right. So. He was in Austin.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, if he was in New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico, I would be like shocked.
Yeah.
But in Santa Fe, Texas, I would not be shocked.
There's no shock at all.
I was shocked if it was just a banana.
I understand that, too.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Dude, but you realize that I don't know if you know this, but the Grand Wizard of the KKK lived in Santa Fe.
Man, it's a whole lot of things I found out when I got here to Texas.
Well, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I just heard that.
Well, when I moved down in that area, me and my wife already said Santa Fe is the perfect size, not too far from Galveston, and blah, blah, blah. We went down there, and after driving around the neighborhoods, we were like, yeah, this isn't going to be for us.
It ain't going to be for us.
And we moved to the next town over. So,
that's a wonder.
I'm guessing he was in Santa Fe, Texas.
It's amazing.
Anyway, I don't know how we ended up on this little rabbit hole of the comedian world, but, we love good humor.
Oh, yes.
And, we talked about some of the goats.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I would even say, you know what? Let's just say we got a field of goats out there.
Oh, yeah.
Not just one goat. Yeah, we got goats because you wouldn't have Dave Chappelle without Richard Pryor.
That's correct.
But also, there have been comedians that paved the way even for Chappelle.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
there are comedians that paved the way for Pryor.
Right. Yeah. I meant Pryor.
And she was one of them.
Right.
Because you know he grew up in a brothel, right?
I did not know
that. Yeah, his daddy was a pimp. His grandmother ran the brothel, and his mama was one of the prostitutes in the brothel. He grew up in a brothel.
And so after school, what was he doing?
Going back to the brothel and being there all day long.
Like doing what?
Who knows?
They put his ass to work. Condoms on door 7. We need condoms on door 7. He wasn't just sitting there playing video games.
You know that. Well, he ain't have video games.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. With video games is when kids started quitting doing shit.
Yeah, that's true.
In our generation, we did a lot of shit.
Oh, we did everything.
It's like, you know what? We had video games. They just came out. They were badass. But you know what? We loved
going
being
outside. Yes, sir. It was just something about escaping out that front door. It's like, I ain't coming back in. Don't come back to dinner. You ain't got to worry about it.
For me, I had an Atari.
Yeah, I did too.
I was probably
at a ColecoVision.
I think I was in sixth grade. And really, I loved being outside doing shit. You know what the Atari was for? My parents spent all the money it cost for an Atari, so they want to see you play it.
Yeah.
For me, it was like, oh, they're going to start asking me to do shit around here. I'm going to start playing this game.
Let me start playing the game.
I can do that, but can you wait till I'm dead?
Because of your excuse. I got you.
But Saturday morning, you watch your cartoons and then you go out
You got to tell the truth. You got to paint the picture. Eat your cartoons with your bowl of cereal.
Well, I had a bowl of cereal, but you know, I also started cooking when I was in second grade. Nah,
my mom was still cooking, so.
Like, my mom, she ain't getting up Saturday.
My mom was a teacher, so she was used to that. No matter if she wanted to sleep, she still was getting up.
Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. and then Sunday.
And then Sunday.
But Saturday, mom ain't getting up. So I'm in there cooking, you know, cinnamon toast.
Yes.
Didn't you love cinnamon toast?
Yes.
The secret was a butter.
Yes, you had to
put lots
that butter
of butter. No, 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 not butter. Lots of butter.
And it had to be Lando Lakes. That's all I used.
I don't know. I don't care what it was, but you know, back then we had real butter, which is what we use now. Mm-hmm. But you know, they tried to make us think that we were doing something bad for our health.
Never.
And it's like, you know what? I'm back on that.
I need the real.
That's like butter, and I don't know what that is.
And, you know, they try to tell us that the things that we're doing is bad for our health. My grandfather had a cousin that lived to be 108 years old. He still drank. He owned a roofing company, and his sons, who were in their 80s, worked at the roofing company also. He used to still try to get up on the ladder.
Was he still having sex?
I don't know, because he didn't have any more kids, but my point is, he still lived off the food that he ate.
I want to know how much hope I have.
He still lived off the food that he had when they were in Texas. So he was still eating off the hog, eating off, you know, off the land, but he was eating the food that they tell us was bad for us. And he lived to 108. Still walking around.
Now, to be fair, I have one thing to say about that.
What's that?
If you live to be 100 or further, me and you ain't the same, bro.
What do you mean?
I ain't going to live to 100. Be lucky to make 70.
Well, yeah, see, you had a little extracurriculars that you were doing, so I understand that. But it's just like the thing, what I'm trying to say is,
you're going to live to 100?
I would like to live to
100. I didn't say that. Do you think you will?
Shit, not way my legs.
I mean, if I'm going to put money down, it ain't in your favor, bro.
Damn.
I'm just saying, right?
It's like the Deadpool.
I'm like, hey, it's without going over. Price is right. Rules always prevail.
He told me, I ain't putting money on it, bro. Tomorrow may be your day.
You ever seen the Price is Right wheel?
Yes.
There's only 100 on it. Yep. So your chances of making 100 are slim.
Leave it alone.
Just leave it alone, all right? I think 66 for me. That's where I'm going to be.
First of all, I didn't even think I was going to make it to this age. I thought I was going to be dead.
Well, I didn't either, but like once you make it to 47, 48, you're like, damn, yeah. I got this.
Dude, after I made it to 33, I was mad. I was like, I'm supposed to be dead now. All the stuff. I mean, I was a fighter.
Oh, see.
How did I make it this long? Mm-hmm.
I never even thought about the future. I really don't now.
I believe that alone.
Everything is right now. What are we doing now? That's where I am.
Yeah, bro.
I don't want to know what it looks like 20 years from now.
And then you wind up there, you're like, shit.
You know, I mean, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like 20 years from now. Yeah. Like, where we've been in the last 20 years just blows my ball sack.
Tell the truth. Going from my 30s to now, the world has immensely changed.
In the last 20 years, life has been a cartoon.
Oh, bruh.
You remember when Foghorn Leghorn used to grab the dog by the tail and then just beat his ass? That's been the last 20 years. We're just beating that ass.
I was watching a meme today. It was Tom and Jerry, but it was Tom with Spike. You remember Spike was the bulldog?
Yeah.
And Spike was tied to the
and
dog
he wore
house.
That hat.
Yeah. No, he was tied to the house. And Tom came over there with a rolled up newspaper, and he looked at him and he saw the rope, and he said, and the dog's like, yeah, I'm tied up. So Tom measured the rope and then went and stood behind where the rope was and just slapped the shit out of him. And then the dog going crazy. He punched him. He kicked him. He gave him a bat. The dog, he chewed the bat into a, he chewed the wood into a bat. Then Tom beat him upside the head with the bat. I was like, you can't even get them cartoons today.
No, not a clue.
Dude, they said, no, it's too violent. It's too We knew not to do these things. Dude,
wait. You do know that every Looney Tune made since 2020 has no guns, no bombs, no violence, no knives.
No violence.
Right.
No violence.
And it's like, wow, you're taking that away from them?
Everything.
I mean, you know, I grew up on the good stuff. You didn't take it away from me.
We came out, well, me and Larry came out all right. You, on the other hand, 66 is the max, huh?
I mean, it's not the max.
That's where you're looking at it.
Okay. I could be put in a home in 66. Oh, God,
that would kill me.
Right.
That would kill me.
I'm going to be like, all right, you know what? Just give me one more day.
And I'll be done.
I'm like, I'm going to cash out all my shit. I'm going to Vegas.
You're spending every dime.
Put me in a wheelchair. Yeah. I need you, bitch, to push me around. Now, that's like the girl that works there. I wasn't referring to anybody that I know.
I got you.
I got to pour myself another one.
Oh, Lord. The top is on. This. Dude.
Hey, I didn't realize the lid was on, you know.
And he pouring too, like, wait, man, ain't nothing coming out.
I was tilting it further and further and further. I was like, oh, well, that's weird.
Oh, we needed the camera to end. Oh, man.
Oh, you know what? It's time for the McAuliffe Minute. Yeah, you know what? We went on a long journey to get here. You know what I'm saying?
It was a good one.
People were like fast and forwards, like, can we get to the McAuliffe Minute? Did I win? I think there's, I see some guys answering the McAuliffe Minute question. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the show comes out at, let's just say, midnight 01.
Okay.
And they're sending an email at like midnight 12. And I'm like, did you just skip through the whole damn show?
Yes, to the McAuliffe Minute.
I'm like, are you serious? Come on, bro.
Listen to us.
You better go back and listen.
Listen to us.
I can tell that you didn't have time. So anyway, we're going to do the McAuliffe Minute. Now, first of all, we're going to name last week's winner.
Yes, sir.
And is random. Mm-hmm. But I love this dude's answer.
Okay.
Do you remember the question?
No. I wasn't on last week's show. Remember?
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
It was Dixon.
Nope. That was the week before. You know what? I'm rubbing off on you.
Lord, please.
Right?
Yeah. I heard that. You're right, Larry. You're 100%
rubbing
right.
Up on you.
Nah, bro. No.
All right. Anyway, last week's question was, Rob Jones was born in a town, and tell me the famous people that were also born in that town, and here's their names. It had to be JJ.
Yeah.
And it was Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson, Janis Joplin, and Johnny Jones. Mm-hmm. And so here's this guy, Toby Robinson. You're the winner, bro. For some reason, I think that Rob was born in Port Arthur, Texas. And according to Wikipedia, both Jimmy Johnson and Janis Joplin were born in Port Arthur. So.
He got it.
Yeah. And what's funny is he was the only guy that got both.
Wow.
But what was funny was, do you remember what the last choice was?
Yeah, the
Johnny Jones.
Yeah. Somebody picked him?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's not a him, it's a her. That's the name of my dad's wife.
Wow. Well, Johnny?
My dad's dead, but his wife was Johnny Jones.
You brought your stepmom out and somebody picked. She's famous. She lived with Rob.
No, wait. It's not she.
You said it was his wife?
Okay, partnership. Oh, God. You got a problem with that?
No, but you...
You know I'm bullshitting you.
I said you know he, then you said it wasn't a he.
I'm kidding. It was a woman. At least she identified as one.
They didn't do that back then.
Right. Back in 1972. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I was a swinging. Okay. Hey, but let me tell you something. So, damn, forgot where I was going.
Back in 72.
Oh, still don't remember.
He talking about he rubbed off on me. No, you.
So, anyway, let's get back to the McAuliffe Minute.
Yes, sir.
How? Okay, guys, this is the question this week. Uh-huh. And, you know, I don't know how much you guys get to know us. Sometimes, let me just tell you one thing.
I almost spit and burping out. They don't want to know you, bro. They're like, nah, we know enough.
Okay.
Is there more?
That's fair. Here's the only thing. I was thinking about revealing where the bodies were buried.
It's time to roll, Larry. It's time to roll.
FM 1635. You know that second well house on the left?
You're going to have somebody go looking out there.
I know there is a FM 1635. I just don't know where that is, but I've been on it.
But you don't know where it is. You was just there.
Couldn't bury the body if I wasn't there. All right. Just that's enough fooling around. Let's do the McAuliffe Minute, yes, guys. Sir. And in case, you know, you don't know why we do the McAuliffe Minute, let's explain that a little bit.
Yes, sir.
So McAuliffe Cigars, they sponsor our show.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, guys. These guys have sponsored our show the longest.
Yes.
So right out the gate, I want to say thank you to Al McAuliffe,
yes, sir,
and his entire team.
Yes, sir.
And so if you haven't smoked McAuliffe cigars,
you're missing out.
Quit fucking around.
Yes,
quit
missing out.
Fucking around.
I was amazed when I went home to St. Louis and I said, you got any McAuliffe? Yeah. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. And so I'm going to tell you right now, I think, for me, I'm giving you this advice.
Okay.
And first of all, you know they got rid of the Grande Bold Rose line.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a fan of those, which I know you love the Sumatra, there's going to be on the Ambassador program a list of shops that are carrying different Vitolas, different blends.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be discounted.
Yeah.
So if you want to, you know, stock up.
I am.
As they're going out.
I am.
That's what you got to do.
Yes, sir.
Now, the Medallia is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because
it's a staple.
That's my stick.
Anyway.
And let me tell you something. You take that stick away, we might not have a Dan Thompson in around here anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Who graduated from your high school.
Boom. No. Love Dan, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, if you're a fan of the
Grande Bowl, any McAuliffe,
stock
man.
Up.
Yes.
Stock up. Because they're gone. They're done.
That hurt my soul, man. It did.
And the funny thing is, it didn't bother me at all.
Can we get to the question?
Oh, sorry. Anyway, check out McAuliffe Cigars. How many grandkids does Bryant have?
And half news I just had.
You can't be giving out extra hints.
No, ain't no hints.
Okay,
right, shut up.
Right?
Shut up. I'll shut up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking for that for 3.5 years. That's the first time it's ever happened. No, okay, here we go. How many grandkids does Bryant Falconer have? A, 5. B, 7. C, 9. D, 2 damn many. Which I'm going to tell you right now, D, across the board will be correct. All right? So if you answer D, you're in the drawing. Hey, you know what? Hats off, dude. Dude, you're like Papa Bear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Real quick, too.
I mean, I've seen you climb trees.
Man. Drove, jumped, do anything for him.
You're like Yogi Bear.
True.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
get over here and suck my dick.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
Oh, that was Betty Boo. Sorry.
Nah, bro. You take
all right,
way all right. too far.
You know, my wife says that.
She's not lying.
You know, I'll be like providing entertainment to the family, you know,
that's
the way I do.
What you call it?
What I call it. And it's like I'll make a joke off someone else and, you know, people will laugh. And then I like think of something twisted and I throw that out on top of it. And my wife looks over and says, you just always take it too far.
Too far. If you could just stop.
I'm like, if people aren't leaving, I didn't,
you didn't do what you
my would, job.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Because you are that guy. It's just like, wow. You have that mind, too. You see things that people, man, I never saw that. Where did that come from? Well, that's my mind. Well, you keep yours. We'll stick with Pryor and Chappelle. You're like, dude,
they were not serial killers.
No, you are.
Dude, let me tell you this.
Talking about the serial killer?
Yes. That we know from the leak.
Oh, all right, God, guys. Man.
I got to take you there, guys. So one of our friends, Casey, she goes out of town for a day, and her sister's supposed to go by and water, feed the dog while she's out of town. And her sister forgets or she gets busy, and she just calls up a friend and asks that person to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that person...
Person.
That person collects human hairs and tapes them behind his toilet to the wall.
Yes. But give him the kicker.
Wait a minute.
You got to give him the kicker.
I didn't want to tell that part.
You got to give him the kicker.
Right. So, you know, she tells us this at the Leaf, and me and Bill are like pretty concerned.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... We need to go find this man, this young man who's 22, and he's taping human hair to the backside of his toilet. And do you find that disturbing?
That is past disturbing. First, to ask somebody for their hair, and then to take it and put it in a room...
And how do you know
that he asked for the hair?
That it was given.
Yeah,
to
that's
him.
That's another question that was in my mind. Did he take it?
Right.
I saw the picture yesterday.
So I came home and told my wife about this freak. Serial killer. And after I told my wife was like, oh, Molly's been over to his house and she cut some of her hair off. It's on his wall. And I was like, are you fucking serious?
No.
No, yes, she is serious.
I'm talking about, I'm serious. I'm telling you the truth. And you looking like, what? Not my daughter. And then you get a picture.
I got a picture. Of my daughter. Well, first I got a video that you haven't seen of my daughter with a pair of scissors. She has hair about down here. She's just cutting a big gash out of it and handing it over.
Wow. Collecting the trophies before he gets to bodies. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So that freaked me out.
It freaked me out. When you told me, I was like, you lying. And you showed the picture. I was like, damn.
But then... Did I show you the picture of the guy?
Yeah, because you asked Casey, was that the guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
and so
man.
When I saw it was that guy, I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's no threat. But then Casey said that's not the guy. So I don't know who the guy is. Now I got to find out who the guy is.
And knowing
you, know
you
know
will.
What? Me, you, and Larry should show up at his door and be like, hey, bro, my daughter's hair is on your bathroom wall.
You
we're here
get
to
it
get
up.
It.
Yep.
We're here to get it.
Get
what do you think?
But see, here's the thing that went through my mind also, because we were examining something that Casey's dog threw up, remember?
Yeah.
Went through my mind after we found out about the serial killers, like, oh, did he give the dog that?
Well, yeah, you got there late. We'd already gone over that.
Oh, so you already knew.
Yeah, I was like Inspector Clouseau.
All right, Pink Panther.
Ta-da, ta-da,
Inspector Gadget.
All right. I love those movies, by the way.
Couldn't play them today either.
Really?
Nah, man.
What part?
He was weird.
He was weird.
He was weird.
He was hysterically funny because he was weird.
Yes, and people would have a problem with that.
Now, are you a fan of Mr. Bean?
I love Mr. Bean.
So, to me, Mr. Bean is what graduated from Peter Sellers being Inspector Clouseau. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that was the jump to where we were. It was like, well, this is okay.
Nah. You know who was on TV for a long time?
Oprah.
No. That could not get a show on cable today. I'm going to give you one guess.
Barney Miller.
Nope.
Archie Bunker.
No.
Jimmy Johnson.
No.
Mr. Jefferson.
No, you went too far, but you still lost.
Okay.
Benny Hill.
Oh, loved Benny Hill, dude. Dude,
with the Benny little bald head, man.
Benny Hill, what was so cool, dude, when I was growing up, when you had parents from the 70s, dude, it was cool because my dad's favorite show was the Benny Hill show. And so I'm like, wow. Right there.
And then the women were topless.
Oh!
And they showed it.
It was like, oh, this is Europe stuff. This is like, European. Like, that's how they do it over there.
I'm like, wow. As a little kid, you're looking at this like, dude, they can do that?
When that show was over, my mom would be beating on the bathroom door. What are you doing in there? Like, I'm brushing my teeth, Mom.
She's like, can I get my lotion back?
Trying to brush my teeth, Mom.
With lotion?
It's vanilla.
Oh, God, man.
So, Benny Hill was, you know what? Benny Hill was the European descendants of the Three Stooges.
Three Stooges. I mean, Three Stooges, you couldn't do that today. As much slapstick violence was in that, man.
Now, let me ask you which team you're on. You don't know where I'm going.
Which one?
Are you on Team Three Stooges or are you on Team Laurel and Hardy?
Three Stooges.
Not a way.
Three Stooges.
Ain't happening.
Three Stooges.
No.
Three Stooges.
Laurel and Hardy were before the Three Stooges.
Three Stooges.
They were fucking hilarious.
Three Stooges.
How much Laurel and Hardy have you watched?
I watched a lot because on Saturdays in St. Louis, they had Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy, and Fu Manchu.
I ain't down with the Fu Manchu.
Yeah, and you know that was a white man playing. He had his eyes like this.
They taped his eyes to his ears.
Yes. And he had that
little mustache.
Yeah. Mickey Rooney playing an Asian. Remember, he had the big teeth and the thick glasses. You couldn't do that today.
He had that hat.
Yeah, you couldn't do that today.
Like, wasn't he like at a restaurant or something? like at a Dynasty Chinese restaurant. He was like the
stuff we could watch back then, they would never let a child see today.
Oh, no.
Never.
And you know what I say? I mean, does a tree make a sound when it falls in the forest if no one's there to hear it? You know what I'm saying? Like, do we think it's better for them not to see those jokes or that content? Or is it like, the kids that grow up today, are they better than we were or we are?
No. They don't know how to get up.
Do you think that progress has been made?
No.
Do you think we've gone backwards?
Yes. Easy question.
And do you think, well, but a lot of people would disagree with
you. I know.
A lot of people would be like, we've came a long ways.
No.
And
no.
Have we?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely know what you're saying.
I think we've stepped back.
A lot. More than just one.
But there's a lot of people that would be like, Life is this way now. We won this. We won that. And it's like, you know what? You can't win when you don't know what the prize is.
And talking about the prize. This was the most despicable thing I've ever seen. You go to a Pee Wee League football a banquet, and everybody gets a prize.
Yeah.
You didn't win a game this year, but they give you a prize. Where is the need or the want to be better?
Let me tell you, here's what you're missing, though. So how many players were on one team? Just guess.
They all had 16 players.
Okay. So let's just say little Johnny's on the team. Mm-hmm. How many games did they have?
Everybody had to play. It was 8 games.
How many games were total?
Well, it was 7 teams, 8 games, so that's what, 54?
Right. So how many games did you have to play to get a prize? If I only
No, everybody had to play.
Right.
Everybody had to play.
What I'm saying, I was sick for 6 of the games, but I played for 2. Do I get a prize?
No, you weren't there.
Bullshit.
How?
Bullshit. You weren't the fucking guy in charge.
No, you're talking about the team that won everything?
No, I'm saying
y'all lost every game.
But didn't you say everybody got a trophy?
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I was saying. Put the bottle down.
What I'm saying is you're on the team that got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Everybody on that team gets a prize.
They shouldn't have.
But I agree. But the guys that came and played 8 games, do they deserve something over the guy who only played 2 and he called in sick the other 6?
Here's the thing.
Answer that question.
No.
So the guys that showed up 8 games
still shouldn't have gotten nothing.
Gotcha.
Nobody should have gotten anything.
But that's not where we are.
No. It's definitely not where we are.
Right.
That's what I've been. Saying.
But what I'm saying is, the guy that came in and played 2 games, does he get something?
No, because the other players shouldn't have got nothing.
But I'm saying in today's world.
Oh yeah, they do.
Right.
Yeah,
so yeah. I only got to play.
You didn't even got to play.
Really, I could just, long as my parents pay the money.
Because first of all, they don't even cut you now. You remember we used to get cut. If you wasn't up to snuff, you got cut. You're not even on this team.
I never got cut, but what I can tell you is, you know, the way I learned what that works, I was like, where's Galen?
Who's
Galen ain't on the team anymore.
Oh, that's he got cut.
I didn't know they were doing cuts, but I'm looking around, I'm like, that dude that stood over there?
He's not here anymore. He's been gone a while. Right.
He brought us water once. Yes.
That became his job.
So anyway, great bourbon.
Case Elegance.
Great cigars. And Case Elegance.
Yes.
It's Christmas. Buy yourself your own present.
And you will not be
Don't let
upset.
Somebody buy you some bullshit. Buy yourself something.
Got to.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I've just been tickled pink with Case Elegance. I don't use that term often, okay?
But I've been tickled pink. Because we know where you go to get tickled pink.
What I'm saying is Case Elegance is going to give you happiness.
I can go there with that.
Right?
Yeah, I can go there with that.
Happiness. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a quality humidor, which we all need. But when I say quality, we're not bullshitting you.
No. Oh, no.
When I say they're top dog in the industry.
Oh, yes.
Now, I haven't used
Without a doubt.
A lot of different companies, but I can tell you right now, a lot of the other companies that I have used sold me a bunch of bullshit that was pretty to look at.
And it wasn't worth shit.
It was rough on my cigars.
Yes. Which is an investment.
And which I thought was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
But
you come to find out it is not.
Doing all this work trying to get it right. And it's like, well, that's not going to ever happen.
Subpar product. Using
bullshit. Yeah.
Subpar product.
So buy yourself something nice.
Yes.
They have humidors And look in the show notes. You have a 10% off if you use the code of CT Smokes.
CT Smokes.
And so, like, I think their baseline is $69 or $59. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about a $50 investment if you're getting started.
Yes.
If you're getting started and you want a humidor to take care of 15, 20, 25 cigars, this is your humidor.
Look at the show notes. Show notes.
And, dude, have you seen it?
Oh, yes.
Dude, it's badass.
Yes, it is.
So
yes, it is.
First fucking. For fucking.
I'm not the only one.
$69.
You get a blessing.
You're getting badass workmanship.
Yes, sir.
And all the way up to, they just came out with a humidor that's made out of a cooler type thing. I think it's called, what is it called? I have to look and see. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, they've got everybody covered, and they make it so easy. Like, my cousin bought a Case Elegance Octador, just like the one I have, and he texted me the night before that UPS had said they were going to deliver it, and he said, hey, man, can you tell me how I need to season it whenever it gets here? And I said, just open it and go by the most basic instructions you've ever seen. And it's a no-brainer, dude. They seriously, you'll have it done in 10 minutes and you'll be a rock star. And I can tell you that over the years, trying to do my own, not knowing what to do, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I don't know, you know, at least it's nice to have a company that thinks of you enough to, like, give you some good instructions. You know what I'm saying?
Keep you 100.
Boom. So anyway, buy yourself something nice and use the code cigar. No, it's CT Smoke.
Cigar.
You know, whatever. Anyway, we love the guys over at Case Elegance. And they, did you know that they give a ton of, like, money towards Cigars for Warriors?
No, I didn't.
That's a big
I'm good
group
with that.
For them. And I'm like, you know what? You know, I was telling a marketing girl earlier tonight that I talked to that she's working with my brother. And I don't know if you guys know. I mean, if you listen to all the shows, you would know.
You would know, yeah.
I have a little brother named Russell. And, you know, he lives a different lifestyle. What are you laughing at?
Why you say he live a different lifestyle?
Is it different than mine?
Oh, everything in the world is different.
Okay, then there's nothing out of lane. I'm not out of my lane yet.
But Russ.
Well, I heard tale. Hear tell?
Hear tell.
Hear tell. That he's become Russy.
Russy?
Russy.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to leave that alone.
And he identifies.
Oh, God. Oh, man, don't do your brother like that. Don't do your brother
as
like
a
that.
Ferret.
Don't do your
he
brother
identifies
like that.
As a ferret.
Don't do your brother like that, man. Don't do Russ
hey,
like
bro,
that, man.
All right, Russ, you know I love you. You know I love you, bro. You know, hey, you know what? I was on the phone with his agent. He has an agent.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's there.
Wow.
He's there.
Yeah, you know what? He dances. I mean, you know what? He dances on TikTok, and every time I watch it, I'm like, every time I've seen him dance, I'm like, I feel like I'm watching the Special Olympics.
He does not dance that bad, dude. The blessing is he got rhythm with that. I'm sitting there looking, I'm like, damn, Russ got some rhythm.
I know.
You're right.
You're right, dude. You don't know. I got moves.
No.
I do.
No.
I do. Dude, I used to get down.
You know, the moves he got, he uses on that porcelain throne. Because that's the only way you got moves, bro. I'm sorry. Dude. I'm sitting there looking at you, not just rocking it. What beat is that? 1 in 7? Come on, bro. Talking about I got moves. Okay. No, never. Never.
You ever seen the movie Pee Wee Herman?
Yes. And he can outdance you.
Dun, 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 dun.
In the white platforms. Yeah.
That was a fun movie it back was. In the day.
Couldn't do it today.
Mm-mm.
But what about Russ? You was talking about Russ until you told that lie.
We don't want to tell that story.
Love you, Russ.
Russ is like, y'all quit talking about me. Hey, guys, was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We didn't tell everybody, though, but Oliva Cigar Company is coming out with a charity cigar.
Yes. Yes, they are.
When I read this, I was like, could there be a longer name for a cigar? It's called the Oliva Limited Edition Helping Hands Foundation Corona. You know what I mean?
It's identified, man. They're identified.
I mean, dude, you could have just said Helping Hands.
Why? It's a limited edition. Okay. And it's from Oliva.
O-L-E. Uh-huh. We know what that means.
Yeah.
And then Helping Hands. That's all we need to know. You could do a O-L-E and then Helping Hands.
I promise you they had people look at that and say, okay.
Well, they need to fire those people. I'm available. Oliva.
Call me. Call
Rob
me.
Rob Jones right here. I could write some shit that will blow you away.
No. No.
Okay. If you don't hire me, I will blow you away.
Now that's more right. That's more like it.
I'm serious.
Yes.
Kidding, Oliva. 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 That's like Elvis drunk.
Oliva. Oliva. Lemonade.
Loveva.
Nah, bro.
Okay. Sorry. Nah, I took it that far.
You did.
I did. Sorry, guys. Well, anyway, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. And until next time,
keep smoking.
Happy trails to you. He's finally the man.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.